Now, sir, and eft, sir, so befell the case that on a day this handy Nicholas fell with this young wife to rage and play while that her husband was at Ossine, as clerks be, full subtle and full quaint. And privily he caught her by the quaint, and said, "He whispered, if I have my will, for dare na love of thee, Leman, I spill." And held her hard by the haunch bones, and said, "Leman, love me all at once, or I will die also, God me save." And she sprang as a colt doth in the trave, and with her head she riot fast away, and said, "I will not kiss thee, by my fay." "Why, let be," quod she, "let be, Nicholas, or I will cry out harrow, and alas, do weigh your hands for your courtesy." This Nicholas gan mercy for to cry, and spoke so fair, and proffered him so fast, that she her love him granted at the last, and swore her oath by St. Thomas of Kent, that she would be at his commandment, when that she may her leisure well espy. "My husband is so full of jealousy, that but you wait well and be privy, I wot right well I nam but dead," quod she, "you must be full derner is in this case." "Nay, therefore care thee not," quod Nicholas. "A clerk had literally beset his while, but if he could a carpenter beguile." And thus they be accorded, and he swore to wait a time, as I have said before. When Nicholas had done thus every deal, and thwacked her upon the lendy's well, he kissed her sweet, and taketh his psaltery, and playeth fast, and maketh melody. Then fell it thus, that to the parish church of Christ's own works for to work this good wife went upon a holy day. Her forehead shone as bright as any day, so was it washed when she let her work. Now was there of that church a parish clerk, the which that was yclepid Absalom. Curled was his hair, and as the gold it shone, and strouted as a fan, large and broad. Full straight and even lay his jolly shod. His road was red, his eye in grey as goose, with Paul's windows carven on his shoes. In hosen red he went full fettishly. Yclad he was full small and properly, all in a kirtle of a light waguette. Full fair and thick be the points set, and thereupon he had a gay surplice, as white as is the blossom upon the rise. A merry child he was, so God me save. Well could he letten blood, and clip, and shave, and make a charter of land or acquittance. In 20 manner could he skip and dance, after the school of Oxenford, though, and with his legs casten to and fro, and playen songs upon a small ribibble. Thereto he sang sometimes a loud quinnible, and as well could he play on a guitar. In all the town, nas brewhouse nor tavern that he ne visited with his solace where any gay lad tapster was. But sooth to say, he was some deal squeamish of farting, and of speech daungerous. This Absalom, that jolly was and gay, goes with a censer on the holy day, censing the wives of the parish fast. And many a lovely look on them he cast, and namely on this carpenter's wife. To look on her him thought a merry life. She was so proper and sweet and licorous, I dare well say, if she had been a mouse and he a cat, he would her hent anon. This parish clerk, this jolly Absalom, hath in his heart such a love-longing that of no wife ne took he no offering. For courtesy, he said, he would none. The moon, when it was night, full bright shone, and Absalom his gittern has he take for paramours he thought for to wake. And forth he goes, jolly and amorous, till he came to the carpenter's house, a little after the cocks had he crow, and dressed him up by a shot window that was upon the carpenter's wall. He singeth in his voice, gentle and small, "Now, dear lady, if thy will be, I pray you that you will rue on me. full well according to his geturning.